League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. The big stories, Albert Cengun and Jalen Green signed contract extensions. Quinn Ewers is not quitting football. And what else?
Oh, wait. You can't just say that. There was a, you can't just say Quinn Ewers is not quitting football.
Well,
here's the story. 24/7 put a tweet that Quinn Ewers is going to sit out the rest of the college football season to prepare for the draft. And then they deleted it fairly soon after then, not before people grabbed screenshots. His agent told me it was all fake news. They deleted the tweet. I do wonder, like, I think something happened. I don't, like, people didn't just randomly, something happened. Either somebody got fooled by a fake source. This is what happens when new media just doesn't check any sources and they put stuff like out there. And it has John now telling people Quinn Ewers is not quitting football.
Well, he's not quitting football. I'm accurate.
Well, he never said he was going. He never said he was quitting football.
I just said he's not quitting football.
Okay, for that matter, Garrett Nussmeier's not quitting football either.
No, he's not. You're accurate. Okay.
I don't know if that's a big story.
No, well, I'll tell you what is a big story. LSU A&M this week. That's a big story.
Yeah, kind of is.
No, that's a really...
Nussmeier, people don't want to believe this.
I don't.
Carson Beck, three interceptions against Texas, three interceptions against Alabama. He had two against somebody else. You've got Quinn Ewers, his stock is dropping. Jalen Milroe, stock dropping. You guys are going to mess around to see Garrett Nussmeier from LSU if he doesn't come back to school, which he can come back to school. Garrett Nussmeier is going to get, when he comes out, is going to get drafted way higher than people think. And the other guy, Shedeur Sanders, is starting to play well. Like, it's the whole Deion thing and the LeVar Ball thing, because teams worry that Deion is another LeVar Ball, but that Shedeur, I had this just told directly to me. It's the same thing with LeVar Ball. You're going to have to deal with Deion all the time. He's going to say, you can't play here, you can't play here, you can't play here, which he's already said he's going to do that. And you have to deal with this time, it's not like LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball were way easier to deal with, the thought is, than Shedeur Sanders, who is, you know, he's a pretty entitled guy, obviously. However, he's also really talented at a position that's really important in the NFL, quarterback. So I think Shedeur Sanders would get drafted well ahead of Jalen Milroe. I don't even think it's going to be close. Quinn Ewers could struggle to be in the first round when it's all said and done, depending on what happens the rest of this year. I'm not convinced there. But the guys, who am I missing, John? It's Carson Beck, who, I don't know, man. I just feel like he's becoming less and less trustworthy. But
this is a bad quarterback.
No, but there's somebody. Who am I not thinking of? Cam Ward. Cam Ward is a guy who I think is really solidifying himself. He's making good throws. Look, he's not always super accurate, but he's been productive. He's been consistent. He's a run-pass option. He's got a big arm. Like, Cam Ward, to me, is really starting to solidify himself as a top three type of pick. So I would say Cam Ward is the guy is going to be in a battle for the QB1 spot.
Cam Ward is okay. But are you saying that you think Garrett Nussmeier might be one of the first two quarterbacks taken?
I'm saying Garrett Nussmeier is going to be drafted way higher than people think. Okay. The NFL people like him a lot more.
Yeah, okay.
Well, now, he's inconsistent with
I'm
a
saying
lot of
this
stuff.
Is a really bad quarterback draft.
It is. You'll see names. You'll think it's a good one. But I don't think it's going to be what you – I think there's a lot of guys in this draft who will get you fired.
What type of boost does Cam Ward get for being good enough to convince Mario Cristobal to throw the ball around?
Like, none.
Don't you get a boost for convincing the ex-O-line coach who wants to pound the football to throw it 50 times a game?
When's the last time you saw them take victory formation?
Last weekend.
Did they do it?
Yes.
They didn't try to hand it because
Mario
didn't
hand
right
off
after
the ball?
Handed
no.
off trying to make
they
a point.
They had kneeled in their close victories against Cal. They kneeled to end the game, and they did kneel to end the game against Louisville. So Mario is learning, although he did hire a game management coach this offseason.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. He did hire one of those because he knows he's a disaster.
What, that Shannon doesn't know when to kneel?
No, that's his call.
He's the one who doesn't want to.
Yeah, and
he hired a game management.
He learned
that. You know what, though? Know your deficiencies.
Yeah. And I give him credit if he actually lets him do his job.
Yeah. He mentioned it in a presser that they went and did that because that was something a blind spot for him. And he figured out that he's not good at that.
Hey, Dell, I've been trying to get Lance to play D'Amico Ryans on the offensive line.
Oh.
I struggled.
Okay, let's go. I put it in the rundown.
Let me find it. Okay.
I put it in the rundown. But let's get Julian in here while you do that, and we'll hear him, and then we'll try to hear from D'Amico Ryans. Julian, what's up?
What it is, turkeys? Hey, man, this is a little bit of a fantasy thing, but kind of real too. So in fantasy football, I'm 5-1 now. I'm 5-2 because of Baker Mayfield, and I'm undefeated in the other. But Baker Mayfield kept throwing the ball. There's no way you're gonna win this. And what happens? Chris Godwin gets hurt. Thankfully, I didn't make the trade for Godwin that I was going to make this past week. But do you guys think there's any reason for him to keep on chunking that ball, knowing they had less than like a minute and 20 seconds, and then boom, he gets hurt. And what does he do? He keeps trying to throw the ball down the field. You didn't learn what the hell just happened? Thanks, Baker Mayfield, you're dumbass. You made me lose. Have a great day, guys.
Well, they were down 10.
Two scores with 57 seconds left.
Yeah, but with 57 seconds, no teams are going to just – if you score a touchdown, get an onside kick, you got to keep playing.
Trying.
I mean, that's just a fantasy football guy mad.
And they had gotten an onside kick earlier in the game.
Yeah, they had already recovered one. I was like, oh, my God, are they going to cover?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm torn on it. I know the announcers were like, just get out of this game. You're not going to win. I know. But you know what? You got to keep trying. If they don't keep trying, then they're going to go, fans are going to go, well, you gave up. You just gave up. Yeah. You know what, though? You lost Chris Godwin for the year, though. That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
And Mike Evans got Mike Evans was hurt. Yeah. Looked like an upper hamstring, and that's not going to be one of those things. Like
he's right after he dropped that touchdown pass.
Yeah, but it looks like there's.
Do you think it's not real?
I think it was real for sure. He was screaming in pain.
John, you think that
I guarantee he will. He will not be
and
back.
Walked off the field and didn't come back. You think
he's
sold
not?
That?
He's not an Ole Miss. Why would you say an Aggie is faking?
He's not an Ole Miss defensive lineman.
You think an Aggie fakes?
No, I don't think he fakes.
Well,
I just thought it was ironic.
Right, well, it's a little ironic.
He dropped a pass right in his head.
I thought he dropped it because of the pain. Like, I thought maybe there was a chance that he felt a pop. And I bet you, I mean, that's a hamstring. Oh, D'Amico said that Nico is ahead of schedule, I guess. Or at least that's what the announcer said.
We don't need him. We got Tank.
We don't need him. We got Tank. Zero catches.
Did you have Tank on Sunday?
Yeah.
He was there.
Four targets. Did you see him in the stats?
I saw him
four
drop targets. I saw him drop a touchdown pass.
Is this
four
turning into
targets.
Damian Dell or Tank Pierce, where his rookie season we get all excited, and then after that it's like – because he's having a year two like Damian Pierce had right now.
Yeah, he really is. Quickly – or do you want to take a break, Dell? And then we'll hear from D'Amico.
Let's take a break. The D'Amico sound will be ready when we come back.
I'm going to check the waiver wire to see if Tank's on there for fantasy. Because if I had him, I wouldn't keep him. I'd just drop him.
Well, you're 2-5 right now, so.
Well, yeah, but still.
But here's the deal. Hogue Landscape Services. I can't be more I mean, I wish I had a house that Hogue could do my backyard. I really do. We bought our house, and we did our backyard, and it was all done before I knew Matt. I've known Matt for a little while, but I didn't know that he did this. I mean, it is extraordinary. It is ridiculously good. Yanni did his backyard with he did putting green back there from Hogue did it. It is fantastic. It is spectacular. And if you want to make your backyard something special, then you go to Hogue Landscape Services, okay? You want that outdoor kitchen. You want that and make a beautiful kitchen too, by the way. You want that fire pit. You want that pickleball court or basketball court or putting green or bocce ball court or whatever. You want to put in a beautiful pool. I mean, these guys are the guys to see because they don't just put in a pool. They design an entire backyard for you, and you'll see it on their web. You'll see it. They'll do it on their laptops, and you'll see the design, and you'll go, "Holy cow! You can actually do that." And the answer is yes. So if you want to really make your backyard something special, there's one place to go, HogueLS.com, HogueLandscapeServices.com, HogueLS.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
You heard John talk about the Cougs going to see, or at least take on, the Utah Utes. Well, do you guys want to see them play? You can do that right now. Let's be clear. Caller 6 at 9:25 wins a pair of tickets to the Cougs versus the Utes out at TDECU. It's homecoming. It's a great night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd at a college football game.
Okay, okay.
Tickets start at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, and wear red. And cheer on the Cougs against Zach Wilson's younger brother.
Come early, be loud, don't front is what I
think. Caller 6, 925.
So how about this? 925, how about at 930 exactly? University of Houston is taking on Texas A&M in a men's charity basketball game at Fertitta Center on Sunday at 4 p.m. Okay, these are the two teams that met twice last year in the regular season. What a game they had at Toyota Center, and then they played in the tournament, and they had a great game there too as well. Cougs won both of those games, but, man, it was close. We're going to have Buzz Williams with us on tomorrow and Kelvin Sampson on Thursday to promote the game. And the benefits, you know who benefits? Proceeds, a portion of the proceeds from the game go to the Greater Houston Disaster Alliance Hurricane Barrel Recovery Fund. And there's a lot of people still that are still feeling the effects of Barrel here. Fort Bend, Harris, Montgomery, and Waller County is going to benefit. So we got at 9:30, caller number 4 is going to win 2 tickets to that game. All right, and you can get tickets at anytix.com, anytix.com, or uhcougars.com.
The Astros have made a hire.
Oh, yeah. Perez Chica.
Yeah, they are replacing dearly departed Gary Pettis with Tony
Perez Chica.
Their new third base coach from the Diamondbacks.
Three Gold Glove winners from his infield that he was that he coached. He's also an infield coach along with third base coach. So three infielders won Gold Gloves while he was there. And he was with the Diamondbacks for 22 years, and now he's coming over here. Yeah, Tony Perez Chica is going to be our third
baseman. Brent Strom gave good reviews of the organization, and that's why he's so willing to drop the Diamondbacks after 22 years and come? Because Brent, if he talked to Brent Strom, and Brent Strom was like, nah, that place sucks.
Strom got forced out, so I don't know that Brent Strom.
No, I mean, of the Astros. I'm just trying to figure out.
Well, Brent Strom got forced out of the Astros, I know, too, I think. So.
And still.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he must obviously know Joe Espada, I guess. I don't know. Clearly, they wanted to go in a different direction at third base coach. Maybe there's more to it than just sending runners and whatnot, but okay, that's fine. Let's
send the runner!
You know what? Let's get Alex Bregman done. We got Alperen Şengün done. We got Jalen Green done. Both of them were smart contracts. Rafael Stone is really on a heater right now. I really think Rafael Stone is doing a great job right now.
Yep.
You've got those done. We got Jimmy Ward done for an extension. Thank God. We need to get another year out of Jimmy Ward, I guess. The Texans. Let's get Alex Bregman done, and we'll see what happens with Kyle Tucker. We'll see what we can get for him in a trade. If you're smart, you'll move him this offseason. We'll see what we get. Now, you got Rockets starting tomorrow. You got NBA starting today. This is crazy, John. We've got Cougars getting ready to start up in basketball. You got the Rockets starting tomorrow in a year that I think it's the most exciting beginning of a season since 2019. Now, you remember, 2019 wasn't a great year. It was okay. Chris Paul had hamstring issues and all that stuff. But it was coming off the back of a 2018 where you set the record, the single season record for most wins by a Rockets team. So headed into 19, there was still a lot of excitement. Headed into 2024, I don't know. I think I speak for you too, John. This is the most excited you've been about a Rocket team starting their season for over 5 years.
Yeah, I think, yes. And I think that if at 43.5, you're silly. You're silly if you don't bet the Rockets to win more than 43.
It's loaded in the West when you really look at it.
It really is loaded in the West, but this Rockets team is good. It's a young group that's growing together. You still got some veteran presence on it. I think this is a team that is actually going to make some noise like Sacramento made last year. I think that's a good comparison. Sacramento's coming up and being a top six team. I think the Rockets are going to be a top six team. They're really, really good, and they got the coach, they got the front office, they've got everything. They got everything. They're really, really good. So this is going to be fun.
Lance, you congratulated Rafael Stone on the deal. Maybe you said it before while I was dealing with my car and I wasn't here. Now Jalen Green's on a short-term deal, shorter than a max deal would have offered. Did you want Jalen Green around for 3 more years?
Yeah. I'm actually okay. Well. So he really – I love some of the messaging I've heard from him this offseason about the working and the team chemistry. And, like, Jalen doesn't seem like a young guy who's immature still and just me. It sounds like he's in. He's in with the Ime Udoka program. He's in with the Fred VanVleet program. Amen Thompson is a huge leader. I know the Rockets believe that Reed Shepard is going to be a massive, massive key cog in that team in terms of – overall team camaraderie and being a great teammate who does a lot of things. Like, I think Jalen Green, now that he's with a group of dudes and he's not just on a group of independent contractors. The Rockets were a bunch of independent contractors. Now they're an actual team with good talent. There's still some work to do and where guys are going to fit in. But actually, Dale, I am okay with it because I would 5 years would have made me nervous, but 3 years?
Well,
I'm okay with 3 years.
I think this appeases both sides.
Yeah.
I think the Jalen truthers are like, excellent, we've got him. We've got him for 3 more years. And I think the doubters say, excellent, you can find out. And it's not a long – now, it will be 4 years if he sucks because nobody's going to give him $35 million after if he sucks for the next 3 years. But I think it's a perfect deal. You didn't pay him max, and it's a show-me. It's a show-me deal. As opposed to Alperen Şengün – that is a longer-term deal that's like, I'm kind of pissed that it's a player option on the last year.
Well, now, how do you think you got him to take less
than max value? Probably. But I think Alperen is going to prove that he's going to be a Rockets lifer. And we'll see. I mean, I hope Jalen plays great. I hope he plays like he does 1 month a year after the All-Star break.
Right.
I hope he plays like that all year.
If he plays like that, we're talking an MVP candidate.
And you got a great deal. And you got a great deal.
Yeah, but it is as his girlfriend said, Drea Michele said, term short, money long. She said that.
She
so
was celebrating.
Yeah, she was celebrating his. I like when people celebrate wins and championships, but because to me, people act like it's some like, oh my God, we just got paid a bunch of money. Everyone gets paid a bunch of money. It's an inevitability.
No,
you're like,
not everyone.
My God, we're just. Did you
not
see
everyone.
Food came again? Drinks came again. Yeah, average players get 25 to 30 million a year.
Yeah,
everyone.
Well.
Everyone.
Average player. No,
every average player is going to get paid money, good money. Pretty much everyone who plays in the NBA is going to get
Jalen
good
Green's
money.
In that. He's in on that level where you're talking about. I lost his name. Portland skinny two guard.
For right now or
yeah,
in the past?
He's there now. I forgot his name. He's in that hero. The guy in Portland. I forgot his name. Those two guards. So you're not sure if they're going to be great players or maybe they're simply good players. They get about that. And Jalen's just the next guy on the list, so he's going to get a little bit more. Why am I forgetting his name? He's got an afro. Gosh, dang it.
You're not talking about Scoot.
No. He's been there for a little bit. He's already gotten a deal. I forgot his name. He's skinny.
You're talking about Banton?
No.
No, because he's not scoring that much.
It'll come to me. But Jalen's in that mode where you're getting those guys at 30 or 30 plus, and then depending on how that guy does, you're questioning even giving him that money, or you're thrilled because he's playing above the contract. Jalen has a chance to prove that the Rockets got a great deal. Why am I not remembering this guy's name? Oh, Anthony Simons. There it is. Anthony Simons. He's in that realm where it feels like a lot for a guy who hasn't done that much, but that's kind of the level.
Oh, yeah,
and you pay those guys that type of money, and you hope you get the better end of it throughout the contract.
I'm good with this. This is a tradable contract if need be, and you have it long enough where it's true commodity. Like, you may, after this year, you may say, we just didn't love the fit, or Cam Whitmore, we got to get him on the court, or Amen Thompson's becoming a better shooter than we expected, or Reed Shepherd is, you know, Reed's going to be more of a two than a one. Whatever the case may be. It's movable, but at the same time, it really gives Jalen a chance to get to a third contract quicker, because if it's all about the money for him, then that's fine. It's about the money. But I think Jalen is about being on a team that he's a founding member of this organization as it stands now. As the new regime, he's one of the founding members, and it was not great, just like it wasn't great for Jose Altuve when he started. But, you know, I think it's good because Jalen Green has shown some progress, but I don't know if it's enough that you want to lock him in long term. This is the perfect deal for me. It's the perfect deal where it's movable if need be, but it also keeps him relatively happy, I would think. Drea Michele will be happy now, which is going to be important. Yeah, that's going to be important. And most importantly, we get to see these group of young, talented players play together for longer. Ime Udoka gets another year with Jalen. I think that's a good thing. I've always thought Jalen had tremendous talent. I just wasn't sure that he was that guy that you wanted to build around. But now you get a longer runway with it. So that's cool. We have more time. You know what? If it's not going great in a game, he's gone. You know, he's on the bench in the fourth quarter because that's how Ime Udoka will roll.
Anthony Simons has had 40-plus percent, 3-point percentage years. He's a 386 3-point shooter. Jalen Green, 33.
Well, if that's the only thing you're measuring.
Well, yeah, well, he's also 43.
He did average 22 points a game.
He also doesn't
year.
Play a lot. He's always hurt, which Jalen doesn't have that issue.
Yeah, he played. Yeah, he's been in 57, 62, 46 games.
Ooh, wow.
The last 3 years.
Well, that's kind of an NBA norm.
And that's after getting his money. So, and Jalen's just the next in line, so he's making more.
Oh, my gosh. He misses a lot of time.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yes, he's been a better player, but the better player is rarely on the court.
Yeah. No, that you know, Jalen, you can't say that about. Jalen's there.
No, Jalen plays.
No. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for this team that they got that done, because that was how many times have we asked that? What are they going to do? How are they going to pay both guys? Well, they paid them a little bit. They didn't have to give up that $224 million. With either of them,
The Cade Cunningham, nice. Evan Mobley money,
yeah, and Franz Wagner, he got it too. So I mean, there's three
guys.
It was shocking.
It was shocking that Alperin didn't get rookie max. I was surprised. Now, I wasn't sure that I thought, like you and I have been operating off of, I wouldn't pay Alperin. I wouldn't pay him the max. But then you see all these other guys who aren't as good. I'm like, well, I guess that's just what the going rate's going to be. And the Rockets said, you know what? Let's maintain our fiscal maneuverability over a four-year term, and let's let him opt out. And then all they're going to do is just pay him a lot of money. If he keeps being who he is, you're going to pay him in advance. You'll just give him a new contract and extend him. It won't be. Remember, James used to get max, super max. Daryl Morey gave him a new contract seemingly every year.
Every single year. They'll be able to negotiate and keep him long-term. I think he'll be a long-term guy, and Jalen's got to prove that he's the long-term guy. And if the two of them are together for years and years to come, it means they're playing great basketball, and that's great.
Right.
All right, we got to break it. Access Vascular Health is what we're talking about now. We're talking about your prostate and whether or not you need Doc Manavese, okay? If it's cancerous, then that's another deal. You got to go get that taken care of elsewhere. If it's not cancerous and you just have an enlarged prostate, then Doc Manavese is that's where you have to go. Because there are some doctors that are still operating. Do not do that. How about an IV? Literally takes about 45 minutes. It is the only way to do this thing. If you've got an enlarged, if the doctor tells you you have an enlarged prostate, or you feel like I'm going to the bathroom too much, I'm way too often, I can't start, I can't stop, I got to find out what the deal is. Maybe I have an enlarged prostate. Go see Doc Manavese. She'll give you an MRI. She'll tell you. You'll find out whether or not, you know, if you have any other issues with your prostate, then you know what? Doc Manavese will tell you that too. So here's the deal. You need Doc Manavese badly if you have an enlarged prostate. Because if you don't do anything about it, you get urinary tract infections, kidney problems, liver problems, you don't want that. What you want is to get that taken care of with an IV. No invasive surgery. IV. 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, Doc Linville's in there. What? That's my guy. I wish I was back there to see Doc Linville play golf with him. What's up, Doc? That's my guy. Doc Linville's here. We're going to do a little commercial back and forth after the show. So, yeah, you'll look forward to that in the future, all of you out there. Look forward to new Doc Linville spots, okay? I know. Just keep on listening to the radio for that, okay? So there you go. No, not Doc Manavese. I mean, what a...
Stop.
What a bunch of pervs. There has to be a woman, okay, for these pervs out here, okay? Let's stop already. All right. Are you interested at all in the World Series?
I'm not up to this point. And
do you know when it starts?
Tomorrow, probably.
Or?
Thursday.
Or?
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say probably Friday would make the most sense.
White guys for Linville. Okay. No, you don't. There's not. He's not running for office. Okay. And you don't vote for him. And I know a lot of it. It doesn't matter what color you are. You might need hair. Doc Linville's here for you. The Dodgers got to be a favorite, right? I haven't even looked. But the Dodgers got to be the favorite.
I don't know.
Let's take a look.
Let me see. I mean, well, better pitching, but the Yankees. If that's the case, I kind of like the Yankees in.
So, game one. Oh no. MLB. Okay,
World Series. I got it right here. Right. World Series to win the World Series, Dodgers -140.
Yeah, they got to be a favorite.
Small favorite. Game one, they're -118, -120 against the Yankees. And Dodgers. Which one of these? Okay, who do you like to win this World Series?
Dodgers will probably win.
Okay, so if you like the Dodgers, then do you like the Dodgers winning 4-1? That's plus 550. That's a 5.5 to 1.
No, I think it'll go longer than that. Probably 4-2.
Okay, that's the favorite. 325.
Yeah, that's the favorite.
But then they have to win on the road.
Yeah, they have to win one on the road.
I kind of like Yankees in 7, but then they'd have to win on the road.
Yeah, they got to win. The Dodgers are the good home field advantage.
Well, yeah, the first game is in Dodger Stadium.
It is. Okay. Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even care.
I really don't care. I feel like I need to watch it though, but it's just like. It's just evil on evil.
For what reason do you need to watch this World Series?
I don't know. It's like, okay, ISIS and Taliban are fighting. Let's just see who wins this.
Right.
I don't like either one of them, but somebody's going to win.
So we are all
in. At least somebody's fan base is going to be upset, either Taliban or ISIS.
So we are all in on comparing two baseball franchises to terrorists.
John, do you have a problem with it?
He did it on Fox 26, so apparently he doesn't care.
John, do you have a problem with it?
No, I don't care. I didn't compare him to that. I said I would root for the Taliban.
Oh, yeah, let me correct. He would root for the terrorist organization.
I like the terrorists better.
Does the Taliban have better long relief? Is that
I don't know. I think they're better shooters.
Oh.
ISIS is really hot in the middle of their lineup right now. Scoring a lot of runs. I guess the Yankees would be ISIS. I don't know. But
yeah.
It's just on a serious note, it's just really –
You don't
sad
have to watch. Friday, I don't know if the Rockets play on Friday, but there's NBA to watch.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a college football game on that night. There's other stuff to do than watch a series you hate. Why do you want to see Mookie Betts celebrate or Juan Soto celebrate? Either way you lose, why are we watching this? You need to be look at the box score. You can see who won. You don't have to
watch.
Don't
worry. Don't worry. ESPN will show you every pitch and slobber all over themselves that these two teams are there. You will see every pitch that Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge see because ESPN is slobbering all over itself. I mean,
and it's not even on their network.
How about every commercial that has Major League Baseball? They don't include an Astro in it. They don't include because there was one betting site that had a picture all these Major League Baseball teams that are in the playoffs, and they didn't put the Astros in it because they don't want that negative people to go, oh, Astros, in the middle of their commercial. You know what? Screw all of you. All you hypocrites. All of you. You go ahead. I hope this is the lowest rated World Series ever.
It's not going to be. Shohei Ohtani is. In fact, it will probably be the highest rated World Series in a decade.
More than likely.
Probably since maybe 2017. I don't know how high Astros-Dodgers were, but you're going to have Shohei Ohtani versus Soto and Judge. I got bad news for you. If you're cheering for low TV ratings, as if that matters to anybody other than advertisers and the networks, I don't think this is the series for you. That's like hoping, man, I hope this Reese and Caitlin Clark finals doesn't fare well. Well, it's going to. Shohei Ohtani is the Caitlin Clark of Major League Baseball. Boom, I said it.
So the Dodgers are the favorite in Game 1. They've got but it's close. Minus 128.
Yeah, it's small. They're a small favorite.
But it has to be if Garrett Cole starts for the Yankees. Otherwise, the Yankees are not going to be
Garrett Cole's gonna that choke. Close. Garrett Cole's going to choke. Unload on the Dodgers.
Well, I don't know. He's been pretty good.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Well, it's easy.
Does that
to
sound
answer.
Like a confident guy, John?
No. Well, not then he wasn't because he was asked about spider tack. So as long as he's got his spider tack, he's as happy as and confident as you could possibly get because he's a cheater. He came from the Astros organization. He cheats. Okay. So there you go. There you go.
Look at this. You are such in a tizzy about this series. You will rip the Astros just to get after Garrett Cole.
I know. My goodness.
Well, I don't care. No.
He's a cheater. Look at him. He came from the cheating Astros.
We cheated.
So what?
Cheating Astros.
No, I didn't say that. I said he cheated. I don't care. We cheated. So what? We cheated and won. So
and look what your shirt says today. Tell people what your shirt says.
Yeah. Kiss my asterisk.
There it is.
That's what it says. Kiss my ass.
That's how John. This is what John's done today. John has compared. John said he would rather cheer for the Taliban over the Dodgers and Yankees. He said Gerrit Cole comes from the cheating Astros organization, and then he wears a cheating Astros organization. Kiss my asterisk.
That's right. I don't care.
What else have you done?
I stand up to bullies.
John does stand up to bullies.
I stand up to bullies.
You're a bully.
No, I'm not. They're bullying us.
You bully me?
And you know what? I'm standing up. What? Go. What?
You
what?
Bully
what?
Me?
I had to do the first hour and 24
you.
By myself,
you
Bill, and I killed it, but still. I mean, it showed that it's not that hard.
I listened on the way in. You were bullying me.
I was just telling you how great Lance was at his job. That's
yep.
All.
No. You weren't even using Lance as a buffer. You were criticizing Lance and bullying me.
I did a show and ran the board effectively. By the way,
effectively. Did you ever go to break once?
I did. We did some live
spots. Yeah, we did commercials. Yeah.
Mm. Did you play any recorded commercials?
We don't care about that.
Yeah, I did. I played two recorded commercials.
Do we get paid for those?
One of them did not. I didn't forget to put the button. So one of them you didn't even hear on.
So all we care about is what we get paid for. That's it. That's it.
No, that's not a surprise.
Live spots. That's right. Put money in my pocket. I don't care if Todd gets paid.
team.
Yeah, definitely a teammate. Definitely you want that guy around.
Foxhole guy.
When things
John
are going,
Granato, foxhole guy.
When things are going tough, you want Granato around.
Well, you know what? I want Billy Brown around when I got Brown problems in my bathroom.
Oh,
that's right.
Gosh.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Well, if you don't have a toilet, guess what? Guess what happens? You got problems.
He doesn't want his last name used.
Not
as
just
the problem.
Problems, Brown problems.
Brown problems. Yeah. See what Billy Brown can do for you. Okay.
You have another client in here, by the way, and he's just rubbing his eyes. He can't believe what's going on in here.
Oh yeah, Dr.
Well,
Lindell, I hope you listen when he's doing your spots.
Yeah.
If you're bald, you're basically a supervillain.
Yeah. No. You. Okay. Name all the bald superheroes. Zero. Boop. 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 None. So you got to have hair.
Michael Jordan.
Now you got to have Billy Brown. When you got issues with your toilet, is there a better name than Billy Brown from a plumbing company? See what Brown can do for you. Okay.
That's dangerous.
See how Brown you can clean up that Brown. Okay. Brown cleans up that Brown. That's what I'm saying. So Billy Brown is the perfect name when you're talking about a plumbing company. Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It's the only place that you go. Does anybody else have a great name like Billy Brown in the plumbing industry? No. Okay. So that's not why you go there. Why you go there?
Well, there's a company named Gary Turds, but I'm not calling that guy.
Gary Turds sucks.
Gary Turds is the worst. I like Billy Brown. Gary Turds, no good.
Gary Turds blows. He cannot fix your toilet like Billy Brown can. So you're looking for the best. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, so this is a little weird. Last week we had Neil Brown saying, hey, everybody's having a good time out at the games, so it doesn't matter if we win or lose. When asked, Joe Mazzulla, the defending champion, the coach, defending champ of the champion, defending champ Celtics, here's his response about pressure this year. Zero, no pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore. So zero pressure. You're either going to win or you're not. So we're all going to be dead. You want to talk about John Paul Sartre,
mm-hmm.
isn't, I mean, talk about
he's so negative,
existentialism. It doesn't matter. We're all going to be dead.
Yeah.
So.
Well, existentialists have always been producers of radio shows, so.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Right? That's
it
how
doesn't.
We go about it. Nothing really matters. Doesn't matter what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how we go about it, too. Attaboy, Joe. A man dressed as Jesus has been accused of punching a San Diego police officer. Do you think Jesus, if he really was in San Diego, would punch a police officer?
No.
Well, he did clear out all of the marketplace at the church. You know what? Somebody might have caught one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Jesus would not have punched an officer.
Well, if he was a bad cop, what if he was a bad cop?
Oh.
Not a good cop.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
How about this? Good news for James Blunt. You remember James Blunt?
Yeah, he sang songs.
Yeah, he sang so the song that, remember when Johnny Harris loved the quarterback from Hawaii?
Yeah.
We played that for him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Johnny didn't
Was
like
it Timmy
that.
Chang?
It was, no, was it Timmy Chang?
No, it was somebody, I think it was after
no, it
Timmy
was
Chang.
Cole, it was,
yeah, Cole yeah. Beasley.
No, not
Cole. Cole Hauser.
No. James Blunt said that he would change his name and the nation could pick whatever name it is if his new album was number one.
Oh, my gosh, is he desperate.
So
did the, it go number
and
one?
They voted, and they chose Blunty McBluntface.
Wait. Did he? Was his album number one?
His album got to number one, right. Yep.
So people it's bought it just...
This week, the 2004 debut album Back to Bedlam returned to number one this week.
What if he comes out and goes, man, I was joking. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, then he said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Actually.
And then he
I'm
makes all that money for the for them paying for his album.
Blunty McBluntface. Would you want to be called Blunty McBluntface?
Yeah, I don't care. What do I
you
care?
Don't care if, you're
if I can make money off of it. I'll sell my name where y'all can name me whatever you want, and I'll do it for as long as you give me cash.
What was it? Whiffy McStrikeout? What was his name?
Yeah, Whiffy McPunchout.
Whiffy McPunchout. That was Adam Everett?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Adam
Something
Everett.
Like that. Yeah, and then there was Private Cold Sore. Who's
yeah,
the guy with the scabs on his mouth? Wandy Rodriguez.
Wandy Rodriguez. Had, yeah, and we had anal fissures. We had a lot of...
We had sores of different...
We had, a lot
we had players with sores, yeah.
Yeah. Homelessness is not stopping a Halifax man from running for mayor. Would you vote for a homeless man to be mayor?
I wouldn't. I think
Why
there's
not?
Other issues on...
I don't.
I think there's can. Other issues on his plate. I don't know if he can really focus on the issues of the city if
well,
he doesn't have a house.
Well,
he doesn't have an apartment.
I don't know why. Why can't he focus? I mean, his papers might blow away.
Back hurts from sleeping on concrete.
Yeah, but he could still run the city. I mean, I think
how
that's racist.
Does he have his computer with him?
Yeah, he's got his dog.
Where's he hooking up Wi-Fi? Starbucks didn't let you just sit in there anymore.
Well, they will.
By the way,
mayor.
That's over.
What if you're mayor? They will.
No, hey. I'm not voting for a homeless guy for mayor, John. I don't care how often you ask okay. me. I'm not going to do it.
A man who was sexually attacked by a dolphin says he is lucky to be alive. Would you like to be sexually assaulted by a dolphin?
Nope. Apparently that man was dealing with a dolphin that was gifted.
Apparently this dolphin needed some, and this guy just happened
dolphins
to
are like that. It's not. It doesn't take you long to run into a dolphin doing that to people. Dolphins are some of the dirtiest animals I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, dolphins. Dolphins climbing up on women over the. I mean, it is. You'll get into. That's not a rabbit hole you want to be in.
No. This police officer is in some trouble. Maybe Jesus would punch her. She helped steal $18,500 in Crime Stoppers rewards.
Oh, she needs a Jesus punch.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
That's
if he's punching. If he's punching people, she needs to get punched.
She needs to get punched. All right? Maybe that's who got punched. I don't know. Apparently, yeah. She's a veteran officer of 17 years. She had access to the Crime Stoppers database, and she was giving herself money.
Wow. That's just good old-fashioned. Now, that's just nothing but good old-fashioned embezzlement.
That's all. That's
all that is.
I mean, that's... I mean, you know, I'm doing the Lord's work for stopping crime. I should get paid more, and I'll steal it. I'll just steal it if I can. If you won't give it to me, well, that's it. We are done. Glad you could join us this morning here on the show, Dell. Maybe you should be late every day. The people loved it.
Nope.
The people just loved it.
Don't be late every day.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. And the Dell V2 show is next. No, what did you say the new name of the show is, Lance?
Mapes.
Oh yeah, it's the Mape Show with featuring Dell.
No, That's no, right. no. I said something else yesterday. Mapes and them.
Mapes and them.
Yeah, mates. Mapes and them.
And
coming up next, Mapes and them are going to be on the radio.
Right.
And Dell's just them. Mapes and them.
Mapes and them. right here next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I right now I'm talking about Game Day Men's Health. I just got a text actually from my old company that I was getting my testosterone from, and they were like, "Hey, you miss lately?" Yeah, I miss lately because I got a
hey
a new
girl.
Lady.
What's yeah. up? They texted you like that?
Yeah. They said, you up?
You up?
You up?
Yeah, I am now thanks to my new guys.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
And I feel great because of the Game Day Men's Health. That's how I feel great. I feel great about what I've done. I feel great about the process. I feel great about going in there and knowing that they've got labs right there. Listen, you're going to get tested right away, and they'll find out all of the stuff that you need, okay? And then I tell them what I want to do. I just want to get leaner. I don't want, the body fat, I want to lower that. I don't want to get bigger. I don't care about all of that stuff. But you, if you want to get bigger, then you know what? You can get bigger too. They've got different peptides that can help you reach whatever goal that you want. And the testosterone is forever. If you don't have the right testosterone, if your testosterone is low, you're going to feel it, man. And so you need it. So it's not whether or not you need to go. It's where you go. And Game Day Men's Health is just different. Okay, you don't have to show up every time because they will send your shots to you. Now, you have to go back after 6 weeks, and then you have to go back after 3 months or 6 months or whatever the process is. But you don't have to go in every time, and that's pretty cool. All right. Now, the other ones, you got to go in, you pay them every time. That's not the way they do business over at Game Day Men's Health. You're looking for a different way to do it, a better way to do it. I really like Game Day Men's Health. I'm really enjoying being a client there. GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.